Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us in just a moment. He's going to recap all these futures for us, give us an idea just exactly what's going on in the markets. Coming up when we come back right after this.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom's taking a look at our livestock futures here. An interesting day for the cattle yesterday. Live cattle, a nice finish to the day, but feeder cattle ended up mostly lower yesterday.
That's right, Dave. And it's just another one of those sessions this week where you're scratching your head at the end of the day wondering exactly what caused that to take place. As Dave said, we traded mix yesterday, but by the close, live cattle were higher and the feeders were lower. We also saw yesterday our choice box beef now trading up almost at that 161 area again. We also saw the lean hogs close higher yesterday with several contracts taking out last week's highs. Now, that choice box beef was up $1.39 yesterday. Select boxes were down 35 cents. Total movement of 161 loads. Daily cattle kill estimated 114,000 head with the cash feeder index holding unchanged. On the close yesterday, June cattle $1.22 higher, August feeders 97 cents lower, and June hogs 77 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at the grain futures yesterday, not the best of days. Mostly lower across the board, well, except for the corn. I'd call the corn modestly higher yesterday.
Yes, it was an interesting day yesterday, Dave, because we had the USDA report come out. We was trading mixed before the report, but after the report, we saw a drop and lower closes with our soybean complex. Soybeans had double-digit losses yesterday due to the USDA report, while the corn and the wheat traded mostly positive after the report but closed slightly on the mix side. Overall, the report was neutral for the grains and bearish for the soybeans. The USDA pegged the Oklahoma wheat crop at 118.9 million bushels. The tour that took place a week ago had it pegged at 111.7. The Kansas crop was pegged by USDA at 272 million, while the Kansas wheat tour last week had it pegged at 288.5 million. Trading overnight has been active in mixed price action. At the moment, July KC wheat's a penny higher, July corn's down a penny, July soybeans 2¾ higher, July cotton's up 7 points, June crude oil 39 cents higher, the June dollar index is down 9 cents, and June Dow Jones futures 64 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll look forward to our visit again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.